Well, for more on that story, we're now joined by Allison Weir from Sacramento, who is an executive director of If Americans Knew. Welcome to the program. Let's get to the core of this question. What is more important, the cutting-edge military technology of Israel, or the fact that maybe over 50 million Americans are living on food stamps and food rationing on a daily basis?
There's a great deal that's wrong with the massive amount of U.S. tax money that flows to Israel every year. It's well over $8 million per day. That's the official number that comes from the Congressional Research Service. So that's more than we give to all the starving countries of Africa and the rest of the world put together. It's a huge amount of money. And actually, the news, there are some news stories suggesting that even though other programs in the United States may well be cut, AIPAC apparently is going to push that the money to Israel be exempted from the cuts. So while everything else gets cut, quite likely this massive amount of money to Israel, one of the richest countries on the planet and one of the smallest ones, will probably not see the amount of tax money that goes there decrease. In fact, quite often it increases. For example, the Iron Dome system that it has. American taxpayers are paying for that. So on top of the over $3 billion a year that Americans give them, Congress then voted to send a few hundred more million dollars to help Israel develop this Iron Dome technology, even though there are U.S. companies that create that same type of weaponry, of armament. There are U.S. companies that could have received that money, but instead, because of AIPAC, because of the rest of the Israel lobby, the money went to Israel. And that, of course, will take jobs away from Americans. So, you know, both we lose money from our economy because it's sent to Israel, and we lose jobs because it's used by Israel quite often to bolster its companies that compete with American companies. So we're hit many ways by what AIPAC does. And AIPAC's very proud of it. They brag about their success at getting U.S. money, and they're very successful at it.
Ms. Weir, one last question before we leave you. How do you think the ordinary average American will think that the sequester is going to affect that person's life, but ultimately it will not cut back on aid for the Israeli regime?
I think the average American would be outraged if they knew this. But the U.S. media is very Israeli-centric and quite often protects Israel by not reporting this kind of information to the general public. You know, they might hint at it here and there. Maybe there'll be a sentence about it. But my guess is that the majority of Americans won't even hear that. The majority of Americans don't even know how much money we give to Israel, even though this has been going on for decades. The U.S. media don't discuss it.
Executive Director of If Americans Knew, Ms. Allison Weir, thank you very much for contributing to the program.